For this week's Georgia Grown Moment, we have Cindy Norton discussing the outlook of Georgia's agritourism business.
When I started with the department 5 years ago in this role as agritourism manager, and at that point, we knew who the big players were and who had been doing it. Agritourism had probably been around maybe 10 years at that point in time. We had farm stands and we had corn mazes. And I think just looking at that and putting together a list and seeing what we had in the state was the biggest role, and to help promote those, see who was out there and see how they were promoted. As far as Georgia Grown, we have been able to produce a Georgia Agritourism Guide that was put out that lists about 200 and something sites, and just trying to help them work with the formation of agritourism trails where you could have several linked together and they could work together on marketing efforts, because most farms couldn't afford to do a lot of things on their own. But if they combine that effort, it's much easier. And then when they do get off the road, they've got a brochure, they've got their choices of what they want to do, they can look at the seasonal aspects. Because agritourism spans most all seasons, there's almost always something to pick. We can go through berry season, we can have pumpkins in the fall, we have corn mazes in the fall. We may have some downtime in the early January seasons, but we have Christmas trees, we have tons of Christmas tree farms in Georgia. And so there's a large variety of what they can do. There are farm stays where they can spend the night and go feed animals in the morning or tour the farm. There are places they can go watch food being processed. People have their choices of several places to stop.
Georgia Grown was presented the Bill Hardman Senior Tourism Champion Partnership Award to celebrate its agritourism efforts throughout Georgia. For more information, visit georgiagrown.com and find an agritourism stop near you.